All right, looks like we're right at 10 a.m. Good morning. We are now on the record. This proceeding is being recorded. I'm Susan Drummond, Benton County Hearing Examiner. It's Friday morning, 10 a.m., October 18, 2024. We have five items on today's agenda. Three are accessory dwelling unit proposals. I'll hear those first, and then we'll move to the two conditional use permits, one of which is for a storage facility, and the second is to replace a gas pipeline. In terms of the order of procedure, typically I'll hear first from the planning department. The department will provide a summary of the proposal, then the applicant will have an opportunity to present, and then we'll open the matter up for public comment. Anyone who is present in the hearing room or online and wishes to comment on any of the proposals may do so. And then the applicant will have an opportunity to address any questions which have arisen during the public comment or the staff presentation. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding, so that just means it's somewhat formal with witnesses sworn in and exhibits formally admitted. Also, I cannot have any conflicts of interest that would impair my ability to render a fair and impartial decision. I am not aware of any with respect to any of the proposals, but if there are any concerns, that now is the time to raise those or they will be waived. In terms of the criteria that I review in assessing the proposals, for the accessory dwelling units, there are criteria that are specific to ADUs regarding size, aesthetics, and kind of very, I think there are about 12 criteria. And then for the conditional use permits, and that criteria also applies to the ADU, I look at avoidance of material detriment, the adequacy of surrounding infrastructure to support the use, and that development in the surrounding area will not be discouraged. We're proceeding both in Zoom, on Zoom and in person. If at any point we have technical issues, we will halt the proceeding and sort those. For those of you who are present online, if you cannot hear anyone speaking at any point, please let us know either by speaking up or you may use the chat feature for technical issues, but certainly don't submit comment that way as I have no access to the chat feature. Are there any procedural questions before we begin? Okay. All right. Well, we'll start first with the three accessory dwelling units. The first one is a proposal by Jose Medellas, CUPS 2024-013. Who's presenting for the planning department?
I am.
Good morning, Ms. Kerner. If you could state your name for the record.
Elizabeth Kerner.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. So I have received exhibits HEM 1.1 through HEM 1.11. Those are all admitted. Those do include the staff memo, and I have reviewed the record that I've received for this.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2024-013 on August 13th, 2024. The applicant, Joe Medellas, is proposing to construct an 800-square-foot accessory dwelling unit. The property is approximately 2.54 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of 162 PRSE and in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 3,501-square-foot single-family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton PUD wanted to ensure that the applicant was aware that if the ADU will not be subfed from the existing house service, a line extension will be needed to get a transformer within distance of the service size, and that a 200 amp service will require a transformer within 200 feet of the meter base. The Kennewick Irrigation District noted that this parcel is within the KID boundaries, but does not have a water allotment. Therefore, the Kennewick Irrigation District does not assess the subject parcel. And that permanent structures are not allowed within irrigation easements, and to please ensure that the project protects all existing irrigation facilities. The Benton Franklin Health District expressed that their office is aware of the proposed ADU and has issued a permit for the installation of an OSS for said ADU. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 24 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Kerner. I do not have any questions for you. Is the applicant online this morning?
Yeah, yes, I am. Sorry. Yeah.
Good morning. Did you wish to add anything to the staff, the department summary of your proposal?
No.
Okay. All right. And did I pronounce your name correctly? Jose Medellas, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So at this point, and I do not have any questions for you, Mr. Medellas. So at this point, we'll open this up for public comment. Is there anyone? There's no one present in the hearing room who wishes to comment. I can tell from looking at the audience we have this morning. Is there anyone online who would like to comment on this proposal? Okay. All right. Let the record reflect that there is no one who is present in the hearing room or online who would like to comment on this proposal. So I have reviewed all of the exhibits and including the staff memo and attachments and along with and compared them with the criteria that I am required to review for accessory dwelling units, which also include the CUP criteria. And I do believe that this proposal has established consistency with those criteria. So I will be approving this ADU proposal. A decision on this will be out within 10 business days, but probably next week. Are there any procedural questions before we move to the next agenda item? Nope. Okay. Mr. Medellas, you're welcome to stay online for the remainder of the hearing, but no need to do so as we've addressed your proposal.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so now we will move to the next ADU proposal, and that is CUP 2024-016. This is a proposal by Nivi Sizemore. Ms. Kerner, are you also presenting?
That's me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ms. Watts, I'll need to swear you in then. If you could state your name for the record.
Andrea Watts.
And you swear from to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. So I have reviewed, as with the last one, the staff memo, HEM 1.1, as well as the accompanying exhibits, HEM 1.2 through HEM 1.11. Those are all admitted, and you may proceed when you're ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2024-016 on August 23rd, 2024. The owner applicant, Nivi Sizemore, is proposing to construct an 800 square foot accessory dwelling unit. The property is approximately 10.2 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district in the Benton City area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to a 2,620 square foot single family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal, and the following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton PUD commented that certain requirements must be completed at the applicant's expense if the proposed ADU will utilize a separate power service than the existing house. The Benton County Building Division instructed that the proposed accessory dwelling unit must comply with all current Benton County building and fire codes, and the Kennewick Irrigation District commented that this property is considered irrigable lands and that the permanent structures are not allowed within irrigation easements. With that, the planning staff recommends approval of the application subject to the suggested 22 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I do not have any questions for you. Is the applicant in the hearing room or online?
She is not.
She's not. Okay. All right. So with that, is there any member of the public who would like to comment on this proposal?
Nobody online.
Okay. Let the record reflect that there is no one present in the hearing room or online who would like to comment on this proposal. So I have reviewed the material submitted, all of the exhibits, including the staff memo, and compared them against the criteria that I'm required to review in approving an accessory dwelling unit conditional use permit. I believe this proposal has demonstrated consistency with those criteria, so I will be approving this conditional use permit for the requested accessory dwelling unit. A decision on that will be out within 10 business days, but probably next week. Any procedural questions before we move to the last ADU? Okay. All right, so the last accessory dwelling unit proposal on today's agenda is CUP 2024-017, proposed by Marshall DeCoria. I've received exhibits HEM 1.1, the original staff report, as well as the addendum to the staff report that was revised, I think, subsequently to the first submission, as well as the accompanying exhibits, HEM 1.3 through 1.17. All of those are admitted. Who's presenting on this proposal? Ms. Kerner, you remain under oath, and you may proceed when you're ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2024-017 on September 4th, 2024. The applicant, Marshall DeCoria, is proposing to construct a 540-square-foot accessory dwelling unit. The property is approximately 2.56 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of East 162 PRSE in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 2,718-square-foot single-family dwelling. As per the addendum to the staff report dated October 16, 2024, the applicant provided a revised floor plan on October 14, 2024, altering the proposed ADU from a first floor dwelling to a second floor dwelling. The proposed changes to the floor plan do not change the layout or square footage of the ADU. The applicant is proposing to construct an exterior access to serve the unit. The first floor of the residential garage addition below the proposed ADU will be used as garage space and will have no direct internal connection to the ADU. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton PUD wanted to ensure that the applicant was aware that the customer will need to provide power loads being added to determine if a transformer can handle additional power loads. And the customer will also need to inform the PUD as to whether or not a separate service will be needed for the proposed ADU or whether it will be served from the house slash shop. The Benton County Building Division commented that the new structure must comply with all current Benton County building and fire codes. The Benton County Code Enforcement noted that there had been a previous code enforcement case regarding a swimming pool permit on the subject parcel, but that has since been resolved and there are no active code enforcement cases for this property. The Benton Franklin Health District stated that the Benton Franklin Health District has reviewed the CUP for DeCoria located at 97702 East 162 PRSE and their intent to create the addition for an ADU in the shop area. During our evaluation of the subject system for this purpose, we were not informed of the intent to rent out the ADU in the shop. The use of the ADU as a rental unit causes us to have concerns. One, the unit is sharing the septic system with the home, and two, the need to develop a Group B water system to provide a safe water supply to the unit. If it is the intent of the owner to rent this ADU, Benton Franklin Health District would like the opportunity to reevaluate this proposal. The following are general comments and points of discussion for the Planning Division. In the original application submitted by the applicant on September 4th, 2024, the applicant described their intended purpose for the ADU as an apartment that they wish to rent out. During agency review, the Benton Franklin Health Department submitted comments that if the intention is to rent out the ADU, the project will need to be reevaluated by the Benton Franklin Health District, and that the cited use will trigger different requirements for the septic and well system servicing the proposed ADU. On September 20th, 2024, the applicant submitted an addendum to the original application to update their intended purpose of the ADU. The revised addendum states that the applicant wishes to use the ADU for caring for family, more specifically their in-laws. Based on the comments received from Benton Franklin Health District and the applicant's revision of their intended use of the ADU will not be allowed to be utilized as a rental unit now or in the future without a reevaluation of the septic and well systems by Benton Franklin Health District. If the applicant or any future property owners intend to use the ADU as a rental unit for persons outside of the property owner's family in the future, an application for reevaluation and compliance with all Benton Franklin Health District requirements will be required prior to the change in use. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 24 findings of fact and 6 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Kerner. I do not have any questions for you. Is the applicant online this morning?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. Is this Marshall DeCoria?
Yes, ma'am.
Was there anything that you wish to add to the planning department summary of your proposal?
No, everything sounded correct.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't have any additional questions for you. So at this point, we'll open it up for public comment. Is there anyone present, either in the hearing room or online, who would like to comment on this proposal?
Nobody online.
Okay. I'll let the record reflect that there was no one present in the hearing room or online who would like to comment on this proposal. So I've reviewed the staff report and all of the exhibits supporting this on this proposal and compared them against the ADU specific criteria as well as the conditional use permit criteria and believe that the applicant has demonstrated consistency with the code requirements for approving this use. So I will be approving the CUP for this ADU. Decision on this will be out within 10 business days, but probably next week. Are there any procedural questions before we move to the next item? Okay. Mr. DeCoria, you are welcome to stay online, but as we've completed your agenda item, there's no requirement to do so.
Thank you.
All right. So I think now we will move to, we've completed our review of the three ADUs. So now we'll move to CUP 2024-014. This is the Finley self-storage expansion proposal. Who's presenting?
I am.
So I've received HEM 1.1 through HEM 1.11. That includes the staff memo as well as the accompanying exhibits on that. Those are all admitted. And Ms. Kerner, you may proceed when you are ready. You remained under oath.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2024-014 on August 14th, 2024. The applicant, JF Engineering PLLC, for the owner, Travis Hendrickson, is proposing to construct a 5,400 square foot addition to an existing 3,900 square foot building, which is a part of a rental storage facility known as Finley Self Storage. The property is approximately 1.5 acres in size, but is currently the existing rental storage facility to be located and operated from one single parcel. The properties are located in the General Commercial District off of State Route 397 in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The existing rental storage facility was established on site prior to 2006. The property was zoned as unclassified. Under the unclassified zoning designation, a rental storage facility was an outright allowed use. After 2018, the property was rezoned to the Rural Lands 5-acre zoning district, which does not allow rental storage facilities. At that time, the facility was allowed to remain as a non-conforming use. In 2021, an application was submitted and approved to change the comprehensive plan land use designation and subsequent zoning to commercial. Rental storage facilities are allowed within the commercial zoning district under a conditional use permit. In order for the applicant to expand the existing rental storage facility, a conditional use permit must be obtained. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments were received during agency review. The Benton County Fire District 1 commented that the current water supply will be sufficient, but a few items will be needed to be addressed. All open connections, with the exception of any 4-inch or smaller tank vents, will need caps or lids to secure the tanks to keep any debris from entering the system. The fire department connection on the new tanks from the most recent addition will need updated from the 5-inch source connector to a threaded connector approved by the fire department. The current one is not usable. There needs to be a department-approved access box installed with a master key to the facility, gate codes, and contact information. The Washington Department of Transportation advised that the subject property is adjacent to State Route 397, a managed access Class 3 highway with a posted speed limit of 50 miles per hour. Access to the property is via two permitted driveways at milepost 11.31 and 11.35. These permits are valid for the proposed use. Any proposed lighting must be directed down towards the site and away from SR 397. Stormwater and surface runoff generated by this proposal must be retained and treated off-site, and approved WSDOT utility permit is required for any discharge of stormwater onto highway right-of-way. The following comments are general points of discussion from the Benton County Planning Division. The lot is zoned general commercial. The lot designation in is commercial in the Benton County Comprehensive Plan. Surrounding land uses of similar nature to the applicant's property, the adjacent properties to the north and west of the property consist of an auto repair shop, a bar and tavern. Properties to the west and south have single-family homes with residential, accessory, and agricultural uses. The existing storage facility was an allowed use under the previous zoning designation of unclassified. The parcel of the proposed expansion is in the process of being consolidated with the adjacent parcel to the east, which is under the same ownership and rental storage business. In conclusion, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 20 findings of fact and 6 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Turner. Is the applicant online this morning?
I am, ma'am.
Good morning. Was there anything that you would like to add to the planning department summary of your proposal?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What was your name, by the way?
Travis Hendrickson.
Travis Hendrickson, did I hear that correctly?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I do not have any questions for you. So at this point, we'll open this up to public comment. Is there anyone present in the hearing room or online who would like to comment on this proposal?
Nobody online.
Okay, let the record reflect that there is no one online or in the hearing room who would like to comment on this. So this proposal is subject to the 5 conditional use permit criteria that I summarized earlier and that are also available online. I've reviewed the exhibits including the material within those exhibits as well and the conditions that have been proposed and accepted by the applicant. I do believe the applicant has demonstrated consistency with those conditional use permit criteria, so I will be approving this proposal. Decision will be out within 10 business days. Are there any procedural questions before we move to the next agenda item? Okay.
Nobody online.
Looks like there's none. All right. Mr. Hendrickson, you're welcome to stay online if you wish to do so, but we've completed consideration of your agenda item.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. All right. So we are now moving to the final proposal. This is a gas line replacement project proposed by Parametrics for Cascade Natural Gas. Matter number CUP 2024-015. I've received so far HEM 1.1, which is the staff memo, as well as the accompanying exhibits, HEM 1.2 through HEM 1.12. All of those materials are admitted into the record. Ms. Watts, you remain under oath. Ms. Watts, you may proceed when you are ready.
Okay. Let me just pop something up. Okay. All right, so the Planning Division received the application for CUP 2024-015 on August 15th, 2024. The applicant, Catherine Seckel, on behalf of Parametrics, is requesting a conditional use permit to replace an existing 3-inch high-pressure gas pipeline with a 4-inch high-pressure pipeline within the Urban Growth Area Residential District. The proposal would occur within a portion of County Road right-of-way known as Bennett Avenue, located in the Prosser area of unincorporated Benton County. Beginning approximately 0.4 miles east of the intersection of Bennett Avenue and Richards Road, the proposal will extend approximately 2,385 feet easterly along Bennett Avenue to Prosser city limits. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The following agency comments were received. The Benton PUD has overhead and underground power in the area and will require the proponent to contact them to ensure the proposal will not interfere with the existing or planned utility infrastructure. The Sunnyside Valley Irrigation District states that the proposed gas line will be crossing over an SVID pipeline and the installation of the proposed gas line will require SVID approval and an SVID crossing and encroachment permit. The Benton County Public Works Department will require the applicant to complete the already submitted encroachment permit to have utilities in the right of way. and the Benton County Fire Marshal requires that the proposed project complies with all Washington state and federal regulations. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 18 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. Is the applicant online this morning?
Yes, she is.
Yes, yeah. I am. Sorry about that little lag.
No worries. Good morning. If you could state your name for the record.
My name is Catherine Seckel. I'm with Parametrics, and I'm an authorized agent on behalf of Cascade Natural Gas.
Good morning. And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. Was there anything that you wish to add to the planning department's summary of this proposal?
As for me, everything sounded accurate. And okay. I reviewed the hearing packet and everything seems fine.
Okay.
And then so also here we have Amanda Tom and Jim Hobbs with Cascade Natural Gas. Amanda's the engineer for the project with Parametrics. If you have any questions for them.
How do you spell her name? Amanda Tom, is that T-O-M or is there a H in there?
T-H-O-M.
T-H-O-M. And then you said one other individual was present.
Jim Hobbs, H-O-B-B-S.
O-B-E-S. Oh, okay. And he's with Cascade Natural Gas?
Correct. And that's two Bs, H-O-B-B-S.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Thank you. So it looks like I was looking at the application. It looks like this is it's a slightly larger line, but it's a really a replacement project because the existing line is at the end of its useful life is what was stated in the application. Is that true?
Correct.
And then the gas line will be installed below ground, mostly in road right of way, so will not disrupt existing land uses when in operation. Is that's true?
Correct.
Okay. And then Ian, also in the application, Parametrics had mentioned various regulatory requirements in that their proposal will comply with all of those to avoid any kind of safety issues that would, you know, are inherent with natural gas if it's not properly kind of managed. Is there anything you wish to elaborate on that?
No, that sounds accurate.
Okay. I'm just wondering, I might swear Ms. Tom in just because she's present, just to have a quick follow-up question on that.
I'm here.
Ms. Tom, can you state your name for the record?
This is Amanda Tom.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. Was there anything that you wanted to add in terms of safety? It's my understanding, based on the record, the existing pipeline, it needs replacement, and there haven't been any significant safety issues, and that the regulatory environment would be sufficient to protect the public health and safety. Is there anything you wanted to add on that?
I would add that the replacement has been mandated by the Washington UTC for this pipeline. And I believe James Hobbs, he's a representative and project manager with Cascade Natural Gas, would be able to elaborate on that if you have additional questions.
Oh, okay. All right. Mr. Hobbs, I might swear you in too, if you could state your name for the record.
Hi, James Hobbs.
Good morning, Mr. Hobbs. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. Was there anything you wanted to add on that? Sounds like the UTC is actually requiring this this replacement project. Did I understand that correctly?
That's correct.
Okay. Is there anything additional you wanted to note on that?
Nothing further.
Okay. All right. I do not have any additional questions. Is there anything else that the applicant wanted to add before we turn to public testimony?
No.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone present online or in the hearing room who would like to comment on this proposal?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Mr. Quich. Did I pronounce that correctly? Oh, he's frozen. There we go. No, that might help. Mr. Quich, if you could state your name for the record. Looks like we have a technical issue as we're not hearing you. I don't know if that's on our end or yours.
It says he's on.
And unmuted.
And he's unmuted. Can't.
We did turn off your video just to improve the technical quality. Sometimes that helps. And I heard you initially, so there was something. I'm not sure what happened there.
It says that he's unmuted. I'm not sure.
In confirmation that everything else is fine.
Oh, hold on. He's back. I see his face now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's gone then.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
We're having internet problems.
Okay. Well, we'll do what we can. So, if you could state your name for the record.
Gordon Quitchy.
Gordon Quitchy. Okay. And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Quitchy. You may proceed when you are ready.
Okay. I'm new to this. I live on Bennett Avenue, right next to where the pipeline appears to be crossing from Bennett over to the gas substation. And I just have a couple of questions. The sketch is accurate, the pipeline is crossing in a field next to a driveway we have. Will this project impact our driveway at all?
Okay. I'll have the applicant address that. You said, though, you had a second question as well.
From what I can tell, since it's routing different than the existing pipeline, there shouldn't be any significant interruptions in service, correct?
I'll have the applicant address that. I believe in the application it said no, but I will have the applicant address that.
Okay. That's all.
And Mr. Quitchy, in case you would like a copy of the decision, would you like to provide your address?
455 Southwest Bennett Avenue.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anything further?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So I'll turn, I guess before we turn back to the applicant, is there anyone else who would like to comment on this proposal?
There's nobody else online.
Okay, let the record reflect that there is no one else who has indicated a wish to comment on this proposal who's either in the hearing room or online. So I'll turn back to the applicant. It looks like there were two questions that were raised during public comment. One had to do with any significant interruption in service, and then the other question had to do with if there would be any impact on Mr. Pucci's driveway. And I'm not sure who best from the applicant, so who would like to address that.
This is Amanda Tome, a professional engineer, design on the project. As to the location of the pipe, it's going to be located parallel to some existing natural gas pipelines within an existing easement that Cascade Natural Gas holds with the property owner. So that's the reason it's kind of at an angle to your driveway.
Okay.
And as far as impacts to the driveway, there will be a crossing of the driveway along Bennett Avenue. So we typically note on the plans and direct our contractors to coordinate with the property owner if there's going to be any closures while they are installing the pipeline across the driveway. And we have indicated on plans to replace any gravel that's disturbed along the trench for the pipeline. So we'd like to just replace gravel in kind. As far as service interruptions, I believe there won't be any. Jim, can you speak to that?
I don't believe that this address is having service.
Mr. Hobbs, your connection's not ideal. I'm wondering if you could repeat, maybe turn your video off. That might help. Yeah, if you could repeat what you just said. I couldn't hear very well.
Okay, so our intent is to not impact any service. I don't believe that we're actually doing any work to this individual's service line. So all of our work will be done. We call it hot. So there'll be live gas running and serving all of the customers in this area throughout the duration of the project, unless there's some type of unknown issue that arrives, they will have uninterrupted service.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hobbs. So I think, Mr. Pucci, it looks like I think both those questions that you raised have been addressed. Anything additional, or is that correct?
He's still there.
There we go. Now he's unmuted.
Mr. Pucci, were your questions addressed?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, all right. Okay, I think with that, so I've, and just to confirm, there's no one else online who wanted to comment. I think we found it. Yeah, okay.
There's nobody else.
Yeah, let the record reflect that there's no one else who'd wanted to comment on the proposal. So I've reviewed the proposal, heard the testimony today, and compare that against the conditional use permit criteria. I do believe the proposal has demonstrated consistency with those criteria. I do think it would make sense to, ensure that the proposal is consistent with the testimony that we heard today from the applicant in response to the two questions that were raised during public comment. So with that condition, as well as the conditions that have been proposed by the department, I will be approving this proposal, and a decision on that will be out within 10 business days. Are there any procedural questions from anyone?
Nobody online.
Okay. All right. I think with that, we've addressed all five agenda items. Is there anything else we need to address this morning before we adjourn?
Think so.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for your participation this morning. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.